The president of Taiwan vowed today to continue with plans for a referendum demanding that China remove missiles that are aimed at the island. But President Chen Shui-bian made it clear he has no plans to push for a vote on Taiwanese independence from China. That statement came after President Bush yesterday issued a stern warning against any talk of independence. News analyst Daniel Shore says the U.S. has long-standing reasons for wanting to maintain the status quo.
The 30-year-old policy of strategic ambiguity on Taiwan, the most sensitive issue in Chinese-American relations, has just become a little less ambiguous with President Bush's warning to Taiwan not to take any unilateral action towards independence. In a series of agreements dating back to the U.S.-Chinese Shanghai Communique of 1972, the United States acknowledged that there is but one China and Taiwan is part of China. The United States has implied since then that it would come to Taiwan's defense if attacked, but not if Taiwan tried to assert its own sovereignty. That formula has basically held for all these years while trade with China boomed and President Clinton spoke of a strategic partner. George Bush and his campaign for president changed that to strategic competitor, but the relationship held through strains over Chinese human rights policy and the mid-air collision with an American spy plane. As time passed, the Bush administration began to perceive new needs for China's goodwill. Currency revaluation to aid American exports, cooperation in the war on terrorism, and brokering North Korea's dismantling of its nuclear program. And so, when Taiwan's president, Chen Shui-bian, attentive to his own electoral needs, proposed holding a referendum that hinted at a campaign for independence, the Bush administration took vigorous exception. In the presence of visiting Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, the president warned Taiwan against any unilateral decision to change the status quo. President Chen was still talking today of holding a defensive referendum, demanding withdrawal of Chinese missiles aimed at Taiwan, but he was not talking of a vote on independence. Mr. Bush's stern warning to Taiwan may not accord with his mission of spreading democracy around the world, and it may not go down well with his conservative base. But the president has clearly made a pragmatic decision that the United States has too much at stake in China to allow Taiwan to disturb the tacit truce that has served for three decades. This is Daniel Shore.